Check. One, two.
Nice one. I think that shows us how far we are, where we are in our headspace after this weekend, Mark.
Oh, yeah, man. Ah, this past weekend. Connor, you know when you're, like, tired, but you stepped enough, but you're just, like, physically exhausted, like, your body is just dead.
Oh, yeah,
for
sure.
That's where I'm at right now.
I'm the same. I had the luxury of sleeping in this morning, so I gathered a bit of energy. But I just went to the gym, and I was weak as hell at the gym, and it did drain me a lot, so I'm sitting here.
Oh, man.
I'm hyped, but, like, my body just won't take that energy that I have in general.
Nah, I need a vacation. I'm looking forward to my vacation, like a month. Just doing nothing. Just chilling, just sleeping.
I'm looking
forward to that.
I would love to have that, but no, work. I have a lot of work ahead of me.
Yeah, me too. But damn, man, last weekend was a movie.
Yes, we teased it last podcast.
It was a movie. We
linked up. Yes, for sure.
Finally, after I don't know how many months, you and I, we and of all places, we linked up in London.
Yes.
It was my first time.
Was not mine. I was before, but the places we've been to still were new to me, so it was cool.
Yeah. I found it interesting because we saw, or at least I saw, the different sides of London. Or not all of them, but there were, like, you know, we had a little bougie stuff going on, then we also had some, like, trashy things going on, and it was just, like, a nice little balance of a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I think because we're still students, we had to, like, find the mix. I mean, it was still quite bougie if you talk about student sense, but... It was sick. I mean, where do we start? Friday.
Yeah, I mean, that's the question. Where do we start? Do we just start from the beginning, I guess?
Should we just start with a talk from Friday?
Why? All right. Well, Friday, you know, like
No, okay. So Friday, like, we had the reason we were in London was the 21st, wasn't it? Of our good friend of ours.
That was the main reason.
Yeah, that was the main reason why we were in town. Yeah. And that was a very nice event, I thought. It was a black tie event in a very nice venue.
It was crazy. It was, I remember, like, arriving, like, 3 hours before the event started. And just, like, getting dressed, not really knowing what to expect. And then we get there, and everyone's arriving. What I found amazing about that night was not just the venue, the food, the drinks, the music. It was just, like, everyone looked so good.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Everyone looked so good at the party. And it was just so nice to be able to, like, talk with people again. And I don't know, man. It was I felt so adult.
No, it was. It was a very nice social event. Like, probably it had all of it, didn't it? It had... good food, as you said, a lot of drinks. After all the food, we had a bit of dancing as well and more drinks. Very nice speeches. Very cute, very touching.
Yeah.
So it had it all to a very good evening. And to be fair, that was only the start to the whole thing.
I feel some stories coming along. No, but that evening, like, it was quite fun, and here's the one of the things about the evening. I can't tell you how many glasses of wine I drank.
Yeah.
Because I could never finish my glass before it was refilled. It was ridiculous. Yeah,
we started off with champagne, then we went over to wine, and I felt that all that liquid of the wine was kind of like not sitting very well in my stomach, so I moved on to beers, and literally at some point the bartender, he just looked at me and he knew why I was coming. Like, 10 meters before I even arrived to the bar, he already had the beer open and on the top, just ready for me to switch out.
I mean, there were, you know, I mean, it's kind of to be expected, you know, when you're invited to like an event like that, where there's like an open bar, and you've got like a majority of like broke students, right?
Yeah.
They will take advantage. And
for
I
mean, sure.
I was drinking, like I was with everyone, but there were some people that were like really hitting it hard. I remember entry, right? We're just getting there. And they were like, entry, like champagne drinks. And some people were like already gone. Like there was nothing behind their eyes anymore just because they were drinking so much champagne.
Yeah, I had every time I finished my glass of champagne, I just try to make eye contact with one of the waiters for a refill.
Man, but you know what's like what I always enjoy about events like that, or just generally like parties, like house parties, is not to sound weird, but you know when you like go to the restroom and then you meet like one or two of your friends there, like, incidentally, the conversations are just like always so funny. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's
always like
funny.
Some new drama that comes to light. Like
no,
like,
there's.
For example, I can't say too much of it.
Yeah.
But I go down and I see one of our friends in the bathroom. I'm like, oh, how you doing? You doing good? He's like, yeah, I'm doing good. And I don't know. I can't say too much of this. But I asked him like, any like girls you have your sights on today? Because of course everyone was looking really beautiful. And he's like, not really. How about you? And I was like, no, I have a girlfriend. I'm not gonna. And then I tell him like, but what about like the girl next to you sitting down? Like she seemed quite cute. You guys seemed like you were hitting it off. No? And he's like, yeah. There's just this problem, and I can't say the problem. I can't. I'm not gonna say on the podcast, but he tells me his problem, and
I'm so confused because I don't even know what you're talking about right now, and I feel like I was there the whole night.
I'm so sorry.
So for everyone listening, I'm as much teased as you guys.
Should we pause it real quick? I'll tell you and then continue.
No, carry on. Okay. I'm sorry
to leave everyone on a cliffhanger, but this shit was just so funny. We were like, basically the point of the story is just like we were laughing our asses off in the bathroom. And he told me like he fucked up, and I thought like, I don't know, he said something you shouldn't have or something, but it was just like something completely unexpected, and you just like laugh your ass off. And it was just one of those moments in the evening that I was like just enjoying so much. It was just hilarious.
Yeah, there's always those small little times in the evening you just remember a bit more because it's just funny, and it's like kind of you have that whole like memory, and then there's little like pinpoints you have are just funny, and stuff like that is a lot of times quite hilarious. I think I met you and talked at once.
That stuck with you in the evening?
Later on,
anything that you can say.
Oh god, this is gonna be a full podcast of like us going like, oh yeah, this happened, but we can't tell you about it. I'm sorry,
we can't tell. Connor, do you remember the first ever podcast episode that we recorded that we didn't post because of just all the name dropping and everything?
Yeah,
it was just like
we didn't know what we were doing. We listened to it and we were like, oh, this cannot go out. If we post this, it's so much trouble. No, I do remember. So I'm trying to hold back.
Yeah.
No, but I really enjoyed it. I think, especially because besides just going for a 21st, a lot of her friends, the person whose 21st it was, are our friends as well, which we haven't seen in ages.
Yeah.
So it was like a big get together of people you just know. And it's quite cool. It's like in a city, some of them do study there, but a lot of us don't, like none of us actually come from London.
Yeah.
And all meeting up there for a great event and just enjoying time together was definitely nice.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I remember at one point we're all dancing. And then, like, the happy birthday song starts playing.
Yeah.
And then somewhere I see cake.
Mm-hmm.
I saw people carrying out cake.
No, wait. I have to stop you right there. That cake, I didn't see that. like I the next day I see a story about this cake, three massive cakes.
Yeah.
Never saw them in my life.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. I see these cakes being carried out while everyone's singing happy birthday, and then I never saw them for the rest of the evening again.
They were, I think apparently they were like literally gone in a few minutes. Like, and I'm so confused because I didn't see anyone eat them either.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
I never saw them. I was like, where did the cake go?
There were three of them. They were huge.
It might kind of outline the fact of how much I had to drink by that point. But I would. I don't want to say that that was the main reason, but it might have been.
Nah, so many people just like didn't see the cake anymore.
Yeah, no. To be fair, the people I asked who said, "Oh, I didn't see the cake," when we had our debrief the next morning, they all said they were all in a similar state throughout the night that I was in. Yeah. So maybe they had the same problem. But I've not seen a cake, taste of a cake, anything.
Yeah. So yeah. No, I mean. But
look good on pictures, though.
It's funny, like, a lot of people weren't, like, in the best state of mind to kind of, you know, realize everything that was happening around them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I mean, I was drinking. Like, I was with everyone there, but I wasn't as much as everyone else. So yeah. I was, you know, I was still able to, like, walk straight, right?
Yeah.
And I was still coordinated and could still hold the conversation and pull myself together if I needed to.
Yeah.
But there were some people that were just, like, gone, man. I go outside, get some fresh air, and I see people with, you know, there's an open bar inside, right?
Mm.
Where you can get as much alcohol as you want. I see people standing outside with a flask of like, what, kombucha? Is that alcohol? I was like, or like a vodka, just drinking vodka out of a flask. I'm like, bro, this is so ratchet. Like, are you joking? We're at a black tie event. You're out here drinking vodka out of a flask. And then at the end of the evening, I'm just gonna like skip over a big part of the evening. We can get back to it. I decided to go home, and I'm crashing at this friend's house, and she's got like roommates and then another people there. And I get there at 1:30, right? They're all home already. They're all already home. I get there at 1:30. I open the door, and all of them are just like laying on the floor of the entry, waiting for McDonald's delivery. And I was like, yo, are you good? And they're like, yo, we drank too much and everything. And I was like, what? And they're like, why are you sober? I'm like, I'm not. I'm just like, I didn't drink that much. Like, and then, but let me tell you something. It was like so funny because we went from a black tie event, eating very fancy food, great cake, tiramisu, all that, to laying on the floor at 2 a.m. waiting for a McDonald's takeaway.
To be fair, that happened to us the next day. I can tell you a story later on in the podcast if we move on to the next day. It's crazy. I've been there from Friday to Sunday, but I feel like I've lived through like a whole, at least a week.
Bro, it's like Saturday literally yesterday. It was another level of fitness that you need.
Yeah.
To pull off what you pulled off. At one point I dipped. I couldn't, and I was like, I'm gonna come back. And man, Jar, should we start the next day then, or is there anything else on Friday night that we still have to touch on? You went clubbing, didn't you, after the party? Like, we tried going into this club.
And yeah, I mean, we tried to get in, but the problem was a big group of us already went in with a good ratio of girls and boys, and they got a table. And I mean, in the end of the night, I pretty much paid as much as if I could have gotten a table. That's how much I paid. Although I didn't even get a table in the end, which was just stupid me. But
would you pay on drinks or what?
Just drinks and entry and whatever. But yeah, so we stood outside the club, and we at the end of the day, because it's London, and if you don't know anyone, the only way you have a chance is of having a really good ratio. And one of the girls that came knew the bouncer as well. So once they came, we had to wait for them, but they came at some point, and
Time they came, like, I was gone.
Yeah, exactly. That's when Mark said, no, I'm going to bed.
Yep.
Which is fair enough. But
and
yeah,
let me tell you, it was great. I woke up the next day, 8 a.m. I was fit, doing gym, uni, everything. I had a productive day.
No chance I could have done that. We went, I went clubbing. I got even more fucked up. I can't lie, I didn't see much of a club due to alcohol and different reasons. Yeah, but moving on from that. So I was really drunk and I got home quite late. A lot of other eventful stuff happened, which is maybe not mentionable on this podcast.
Do we want to talk about that one thing when I was still there, when we were waiting, and then that one guy was on the steps and he like leaned back?
Oh yeah.
Oh so, my goodness.
That is so weird. We were waiting in front of the club and like stairs off and like an entry to a building or something, but it was really dark.
And we were there for like a good amount of time, like
yeah, and we were just chatting chilling, away, right? talking.
Four guys were sitting on the staircase.
Yeah. And suddenly one of them leaned backwards.
No. There was one point, one of them was like, oh, how nice it would be to just fall asleep right here.
Mm.
He said, how nice it would be to fall asleep right here. He leans back. And then all of a sudden, a guy was laying there. He was like, oh my God. He got like, there was a homeless guy there. And he leaned like on this guy who was sleeping there the whole time. Yeah, we were there. And we were like, we all like freaked out. Even the guy that was sleeping there. And it was just like, it's so awkward.
Yeah, it was so weird. But the best thing about it was we still didn't move. We just kept on sitting there pretending nothing happened and just kept on talking. That's how drunk we were. I mean, we didn't do anything to the homeless guy. It's just a really weird guy, like a weird situation.
It was just like we didn't see him.
Yeah, we literally didn't see him and he just leant backwards into him and the guy just screamed out. He probably thought we were drunk people and we're gonna do something, but we just literally sat there.
Yeah.
And yeah, you said, and then carrying on. Yeah, I went clubbing, and then afterwards I got probably one of the most expensive kebabs I've ever had in my life.
What?
I think we got two kebabs, a large one and a medium one, and that was £29.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
But one of the most touristic areas. We were just walking through a city, wanting to eat, and that was the first thing we came by that was open.
Oh my goodness!
And that was probably one of the most touristic places. Now, to be fair, it was also one of the most touristic places in London. We ended up, but yeah, that was crazy.
My God!
So yeah, we ended up that, and then at some point I got back home and fell asleep. So that was a first night, which was great. And then the second day.
Yeah, day two comes around.
I mean,
I'm talking with you. And I'm like, yo, are we linking? You're like, yeah, bet. We're going to go for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, lunch sounds great. All right, we're going to meet here at 1:30. I'm like, okay, cool. So I pull up to this restaurant that you told me we were eating lunch at 1:30. But you're nowhere to be seen. And then I turn around to the bar across the street, and sure enough, there you are with the rest of the group having a few beers.
We're already drinking. And because the problem was, so it started like that. We did have as a first plan was, let's go have lunch there. Mm. The problem was we turned up there. And we already called them. We couldn't reach them. And when we turned up, so we thought it was gonna be full, but we still went there. And as we suspected, it was full. We turn around, we do a 180 degree turn. What's right in front of us? A pub. So three of us just made the executive decision to say, fuck this, let's walk in there. Order beers, everyone just kind of accepted their fate and followed us. And we just started, that's where it started. We got beers. Then we did go to the Christmas market after that.
Yeah, we got something to eat.
Yeah, nice. We got something to eat. Problem is, on the Christmas market, typically, you can get mulled wine.
That's true.
Which we did get.
Which we did.
And we got some rum with it. So
so they're like, the drinking already, you know, commenced.
And we had conversations with like apparently a professional rugby players. We were walking around, everyone was kind of looking at us a bit weirdly already, because we were probably already a bit over the top. But the Christmas market was right for the middle of the sea.
Yeah.
But
at one point, I had like dipped with two other friends.
Yeah.
And we pulled an Irish exit. We were just like, yeah, we'll go around the corner and get some cigarettes. And then we just like, we're like walking around for like an hour, just like seeing the city. Wait, a little bit.
Is that all you did? Did you actually just do that? Try to buy something.
Yeah, but we actually ended up just walking around.
I'm so confused because you were gone for so long. I thought you guys went like back to someone's place and were just having a nap.
Where'd you hear that from?
Oh, so it is true. So you did go back to someone who had a nap.
No, wait. We did walk around. And then one of the people we were with was like, we were three people, right? And one of them is like, oh, I live just down the street. And we're like, let's go take a power nap and then join the others later.
So we go. Fair enough.
And we're all just like power napping. And then we get up and we're like, all right, let's go link up with them again. So, the person that was living there, the person stayed at home. And then me and the other guy, we go to link up with you guys again at this other pub.
Mm.
And bro,
you say pub, it's everyone. So everyone that is in the UK knows what a Wetherspoons is. So spoons, you have them in most places in the UK. They're like a chain thing, and that is everything but posh or fancy. That is a straight opposite. Everyone who's been to one can confirm that.
But I liked it.
It was all right.
Vibe, like very relaxed.
To be fair, it was probably one of the nicer spoons I've been to. Mm. But yeah, it just went downhill from there. Let's put it that way.
Man, I get there. I didn't have a drink. Like, I was just like kind of tired. And you guys were still hitting it hard. Singing. I don't know.
I don't know how we didn't get kicked out. We weren't. Bro, just...
Honestly, I just realized slowly but surely all the surrounding tables started to empty out.
Like, looking back on it, I feel really bad, but we were just in a state where, like, we were still probably hungover from the day before and we were, like, getting drunk at the same time and adding together. It was just, like, our surroundings were just, like, we're blending them out. It was just us, literally.
Man, at one point, I'm like, all right, like, I'm way too tired. And, like, we were planning on going clubbing afterwards. I was like, I'm going to go home, eat something, and, like sleep a little bit. And so, you were on one other side of the table, right? And I was on the other side. So, I tell my side of the table, just for privacy reasons, let's call him Tom. I tell my boy Tom, I'm like, yo, I'm dipping.
Yeah.
And then Tom's like, all right, but I want to see you back in 2 hours. I'm like, ha. And he looks at me like hurt, kind of. He's like, what are you laughing for? And so I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm dipping. And then I was staying at a friend's house. Let's call her Sarah.
Yeah.
And then so Tom's like, well, you can't dip. Sarah's coming right now. I'm like, 2 seconds, I believed him. And I was like, wait, no, she's not. I was just texting her. Like, I'm going back to her place now. She's there. She was like, oh, I almost got you. I'm like, yeah, yeah, I'll catch you later. And then I go to the other side of the table. I'm like, Connor, I'm going back to Sarah's place. And you said the same shit. What do you mean Sarah's coming right now? Like, no, she's not. Everyone's trying to tell me this. Can we stay? And I just like, I walked like 40 minutes. Bro, honestly, it was my first time in London. I also wanted to see the city a little bit.
Yeah.
So I walked like 40 minutes back to her place. I get there. They're all also like super dead, you know, like Sarah and her boyfriend and the roommate, and we're all just like so dead at one point. we all just like kind of took a nap.
Yeah.
And then we started like pre-drinking a little bit. And, eating and stuff like that, taking a shower. And then, we link up with you guys later.
Yeah.
I don't know, what did you guys do before the club? Like,
we stayed in Spoons and kept on drinking. One of the guy next to me, a friend of ours, he was quite funny. like I think he did like maybe two or three times. He just turned to you and he went like, "Surprise!" And then a waiter came with like Jaeger bombs. He just like, so it just went a bit more downhill. And then I think we left at some point. There was girls we knew that came, but they also left before we left because we were just, I think, too much to handle at that point. Mm. And then we made dinner for ourselves. Actually, one of our friends made dinner and the rest of us sat on the couch and was playing FIFA because we couldn't afford any dinner at that point.
Oh my God.
Had dinner, went back, changed, went back to that flat we just had dinner at, met up, or no, they came to our flat actually, and then we preed at our flat for the club. And yeah, that's when we met back up in front of the club, which was another posh club.
Like sexist, bro.
Yeah, they just have the possibility. I mean, it depends which clubs. We were going to the clubs, like the ones everyone who has somewhat of a name or has a bit of money like goes to,
and they have a luxury that we wanted to go to.
I think the one this on the second night, I think, I don't know, Kaylee's something like that. I don't know, but I think while I was queuing or standing in front of it, like two Love Island people walked past me, and it's just like that's where a lot of people go to, but we at the end of the day we messed up on that night. We literally turned up like a little like a little group of kids going on a field trip. It's like 16 of us.
We were 16 just, people.
Just right in front of the club. And our ratio anywhere else in the world would have probably been okay.
We were literally 50-50.
50-50, yeah. But for London...
I guess in London, that's not good enough.
That big of a group in London and you're trying to get in normal without a table, very hard without knowing anyone. And to be fair, so it didn't work out. So we moved on, didn't we?
We moved on to probably one of the most ratchet clubs I've ever been in. I haven't been in a worse
club. No, I agree.
Like, and they charged £20 for entry. So I figured, okay, must be something worthwhile there. It was a big club, right? There was like multiple floors and different dance and like different types of music and all that. But just like so ratchet. And man... From also like the let's say clientele there, you could tell there was a little bit of a difference. And we were all coming with like shirts, you know, and like
yeah, we were dressed for the nice clubs, not that club.
And man, it was at one point me and our like friend, our mutual friend.
Yeah.
Let's call him David. Let's go outside. And then we're like, alright, bet. So we're outside. By the way, mad security in this club. Hella security. I was surprised how much like personnel they had. And they had fences outside to kind of separate those that were trying to get into the club and those that were just like outside, like that were already in the side. Mm-hmm. And so I had my back to the fence.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to David, and then I get like a tap on my shoulder. I turn around, and there's this girl. You know, those like cliche movies where like a guy, like a drunk guy, goes up to a girl way out of his league and gives them like his face, like, "Hey, like, you're trying to fuck."
Yeah.
I turn around, and there's this girl giving me that look. Yeah. And I was just like. I'm not trying to be mean, but I was just like, yo, what the, you got balls, like, respect, but I was like, said hello, and then I like, resumed my conversation at one point.
That's something, I mean, in the UK, I've experienced that before, that can happen quite a bit.
You know what was even more crazy? 2 minutes later, there was a policeman outside, but I didn't think much of it. I thought, okay, probably just police scouring the area, make sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
At one point, I see like three police officers escorting a guy out of the club in handcuffs.
Really?
Someone got arrested that night at the club.
I did not realize it happened.
Yeah.
I mean, the club we went to was, it was not ideal, let's put it that way. And you again made a decision, you know, a friend of ours, to go back home.
Yeah. Here's the thing. What?
Yeah, carry on.
The thing with me, as soon as the night gets a little bit boring, I dip.
Yeah.
I'll dip.
Yeah.
Because I don't have that. By that moment, like, I've already had a good night. Like, the night's been long.
Yeah.
And very rarely, when I have a boring moment during the night, does it not become boring anymore and it becomes fun again.
I mean, what we did afterwards was a bit of a mad one.
What did you do afterwards? I thought you...
Oh, yeah. I don't think... I haven't told you yet. Bro, we went back to a mate's flat. I think it was five or six of us.
Okay.
And then later on, two others came as well. And there's an app called Zap. It's like in Germany, there's like Gorillas and Flink. And so you can order stuff over it, and you can order alcohol over it. We were just ordering Coronas on Coronas and a bottle of vodka, and afterwards got even more drunk.
Oh my god.
So
goodness.
It was like,
you were drinking since 1:30 that day.
Yeah. So it was 3 or 4, and we were getting drunk as hell and just being absolute madman. And then we thought it was a good idea to we went to McDonald's for breakfast at 6 in the morning, absolutely drunk.
What, you were that long awake?
Yeah, mate. We went to McDonald's at like 6-ish. And then we were back, still drinking, kind of having breakfast. And then I kind of went to the couch because everyone else was drinking more beers, but I thought it was a good idea to have vodka. And I can't lie, it did send me a bit over the edge. So I went to the couch, and at some point I just passed out. Like, I fell asleep. And I wake up, and I thought, in my head I was like, even if I fall asleep now, once the people I live with want to leave, they'll wake me up and we'll leave. I kind of wake up in the middle of the night and I see the two guys I'm supposed to go back with lying on the floor next to me, sleeping. Literally, they were sleeping on the floor, and I thought, I don't know, they're resting. But in my drunk mind, I was like, this kind of fits to this whole weekend. And then I wake up between 10 or 11, and we're all still in this flat, fell asleep. Apparently, their plan was, let's have a 20-minute power nap, and then we'll go again. That 20-minute power nap just led to everyone falling asleep.
Yeah.
And they slept like 2 or 3 hours on the floor. I did have a couch. And and then we went back home the next morning. That was one of the most random nights I've ever had. Very funny though. I think you came back, and then you left quite early the next day, didn't you?
Yeah, I got back home at like 3.
Mm-hmm.
And again, had to wake up early because, you know, I'm doing the 50-day challenge where I have to wake up at a specific time, so I had very little sleep, and then I left for the airport at like 11.
Okay, fair enough.
Bro, I was just like, I also like, I stuffed like three McMuffins.
Yeah.
And I'm in the plane, and also I took the subway to the airport, which is like 18 stops. Like, it's not a fun subway ride.
Mm-hmm.
And there I'm like also just like kind of falling asleep. I get on the plane, I'm like sleeping as well, and at one point I wake up and I'm on the window seat. At one point I wake up and I'm just like, yo, I felt so sick.
Yeah.
Like, really sick. And I didn't drink that much the night before. And so I was like, oh my god, these McMuffins, man. I kindly asked like the two gentlemen on my row, like, if they could stand up. So I go to the bathroom. Yeah. And at this point I'm like low-key like running to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god. I just like, I took a moment.
Yeah.
I pulled myself together and I was good, and I just like, and it was like a little more cooler in the bathroom. I just like sat there for a little bit, just like pulled myself together, and then I was good again.
Okay, fair enough.
And then I went back to sleep. But nonetheless, it was a crazy weekend, and then went back uni mode, university mode, and just like, and I'm still doing that right now, I guess.
Yeah. No, I stayed in London a bit longer to like late in the night. Mm. I did a lot more than I probably should have done in the state I was in. So we came back from that other flat, went back to ours, changed, went straight back out for brunch. And the state we were in was like six boys of us. We were trying to get into like all these nice places for a nice brunch. Yeah. And they just looked at us and just said, nah. No, there's no space for you. And we weren't even dressed like badly or anything. So we had the great idea, or someone had the great idea, oh, let's go back to Spoons for the English breakfast.
Oh, no.
So we went back to Spoons, second time in 24 hours for breakfast. Went there. Then we came back afterwards. We tried to stay awake, which didn't work. So we all had like a power nap on the couch or wherever. Woke back up, went out to play football at 5, which was probably one of the most difficult places to ever get to, but we pulled through. We played football for an hour, then we had like some Chinese, and after that Chinese, I got straight back, packed my things, and got the train at 10:30. No,
damn,
yeah, or no, something, no, 9:30, 10-ish, something like that. And I think I was back home then at like 11.
Wow.
11:30.
Nah, this last weekend, it was one of those moments where when you find yourself in it, you regret it.
Yeah.
I was saying like, man, like I should have stayed back in Munich. Man, I'm so tired. But I know like give me a few weeks, I'll look back at it and I'm like, yeah, that was great. But right now I'm struggling. I'm so tired. I'm still like recovering the weekend. But
I got back, fell asleep on the couch like an idiot back home. Instead of my bed, I fell asleep on the couch, woke up in the middle of the night and then went to bed. But luckily I could sleep out this morning. So I'm not too bad now. But I'm looking back on this weekend and it's just one of those crazy, crazy weekends, which was really, really fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
Imagine if we could tell everything that really happened.
If we could tell everything, I think people would understand even more why it was just a crazy, crazy weekend.
Because what we said, like, it doesn't sound crazy, but there was something that we can't
tell on like, the podcast. But it was so funny. It had everything from a lot of alcohol, a lot of like nice and sweet speeches, mm-hmm. great food.
To drama.
To mixing up from posh places to a bit more ratchet places.
Yeah.
I think we saw a lot. We experienced a lot. Yeah.
Quite funny. But, well, with that being said, thanks for listening to this week's episode.
No, I think this one was a bit of a more chill one. I think everyone, if you ever have a chance, I think a lot of people that maybe listen to us and go to uni will hopefully experience maybe not that crazy, but something similar, a very nice weekend, just having fun at the end of the day.
Exactly. Well then, bro, I'm gonna go to sleep, bro.
No, okay, I don't even know how to stop a podcast anymore. No. Thanks for listening, guys. Give us all the good stuff, ratings, likes on Instagram. Instagram is Know What I'm Saying Podcast to find out about our next episodes and everything that's happening right now. Exactly. And see you guys next week.
See you. Peace.